Welcome to For the Health of It, an intimate look at public health in Cowley County, Kansas. Join us as we discuss topics that are impacting public health in our community and learn about what we do at your local health department. Welcome, everybody, and thanks once again for joining us for another edition of For the Health of It, Cowley County. We're gathered once more with our local partners in crime, Allie.
Hello, everybody.
Nice to have you back. Glad you're here. And we have a real special guest with us today, and I mean real special. It's Kelly Wagner. She is the head of our WIC program. And Kelly, we're just thrilled to have you on today. And say hi to everybody and tell folks a little bit about yourself.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me. I am a mom. I am a grandma. I've worked at the health department for many years. and we'll just leave it at that. Been a nurse since 2006 and really love what I do here.
Yeah, we're talking double-digit years at the health department.
Yes.
That's good. Okay, we can say that.
We can just leave it at that.
Close to two decades.
Yeah, but I also know, too, and I just want everybody to understand that as far as the program we're going to talk about today, which is food for thought, everything about the WIC program, or what I might say food for tots. But Kelly is our subject matter expert in the county when it comes to the WIC program. And I'm going to let them talk about this in great detail. And today's format might be a little bit different than what we've done up to now, in that we're going to try to play Mythbusters. We've got a lot of things, I think, that are misconceptions about the WIC program, and we're going to just go ahead and open it up to both of you, because in my entire time at the health department, the number of WIC clients I have officially helped is in the single digits, and that's just showing them where they need to go to talk to whom, because I stay out of that other than doing the administrative work. And so this is going to be really educational for me, and I think for everybody else that's listening. So to kick it off, let's start by defining what the WIC program is and what does it even stand for.
WIC stands for Women, Infants, and Children. It provides nutrition education, health education, breastfeeding education, education beyond that. We are really about the education. Yes, you get food, you can get formula, you get baby food, but really the WIC program is about education. We provide that to moms who are expecting, whether it be their first baby or their 10th baby. We provide education for the infant and for children up to the age of their 5th birthday.
Cool. Well, we hope that we're going to do now in the rest of our time is set aside everything that we think we might know and come into this with, say, okay, I know nothing about this. Tell me all about it, and we'll go from there. So the conversation is going to be driven by a lot of these things that people think or things that we hear from folks. Would that be a good way of terming that, Allie? I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
Because one of the things I think I have heard from people is that, oh, no, I wouldn't qualify. No, I make too much, or I don't want to hand out, things like that. So let's start and just kind of take it apart. Who is it that actually funds, or where does the money come from for the WIC program?
The WIC program is a federal program. It's guided by the USDA. And the money is then provided to the states, and the states divide it up amongst the counties.
Right. So it's based upon age. Now, I know how this part of it works because we go through this every year. We take a look at the number of individuals in the county that would be qualifying for it or that are clients of ours and come in. And we see how many on average every year.
We have a participation of just under 900 currently.
And that's 900 individuals or families?
Individuals.
Okay. So that includes moms and kiddos?
Yes.
All right. What is it that the WIC program provides for them?
For a baby, we help with formula, of course, but if mom is breastfeeding, then at 6 months, we're going to provide baby food and baby cereal. And this is in addition to the breast milk that mom is providing, the best nutrition possible. But we are here to make sure that baby is getting whatever food they need.
The idea is that we want it to do what, Allie?
We're trying to improve mom's health while she's pregnant. We're trying to improve the health of that baby during delivery and afterward.
Yeah. It's all about the outcomes. We realize that it's important for people to be healthy, especially when they find out they're expecting, and to have the care that they need prior to, because that ends or breaks the cycle of having a lot of complications and problems with mama and kids as we go about. So I'm going to throw something out, okay, because I don't know myself. When we talk about WIC, and I see people when I go out into the community, I think probably one of the things that a lot of people think that have no connection to that is that this is just some kind of a governmental handout. What would you say to that?
It is not a governmental handout. Yes, we provide the food, but it's really about the education and the tips and the strategies, whether that be about breastfeeding or getting your child to be a better eater and not a picky eater. It's all about helping the mom out to be able to provide the best for her baby while she's pregnant or for her children.
And one of the cool things about WIC here in Cali County is while this is a federal program, as Kelly had mentioned earlier, so there are some things that we have to do. I can say for certain that in Cali County, what you would receive would be an added level of support as your family grows and transitions. The nurses that we have and our registered dietitian that provide these services genuinely care about families and really want to make sure that anybody who comes in to receive these services receives the best that they can. So our nurses are fantastic. So even if it's, I have the food, I don't need all the food, all of the things like that. This isn't my first kiddo. I know how to feed my kid, all the things. The food, the education, and that support, I think, are critical when your family is growing and transitioning.
And every child is so different. They present a new aspect to a family's life. And what might have been simple and easy with child one can very much be very difficult with child two. And so sometimes you just have a child that you're like, I can't get this child to eat, or I can't get them off the bottle, or what can you do to help me with this? So we're not just there to provide the quote unquote governmental handout. We're there to really provide some support for our families.
Kelly, I'm going to ask you this question because I kind of know the answer, but I just want to see if I'm correct. So when should an expecting mom contact the health department to find out about the WIC program?
She can contact us as soon as she finds out she's pregnant. A lot of times when we do a pregnancy test, we immediately discuss WIC and sign moms up for the WIC services at that time.
When we talk about it, any kind of a nutritional program, which is what this is, this is a supplemental nutritional program, and people need to understand that the benefits it provides are what exactly? Are they getting money? Are they getting a check? You know, how can it be used? If it's mom and she's come in and she's found out, what's our greatest concern right off the bat for that person and the baby that she's going to be carrying?
Well, for a pregnant mom, our biggest concern is making sure that they know about medical services and getting them in to see a doctor. We want to make sure that they are have what they need to do that. So we're going to talk about insurance and all these other things as well as nutrition. Nutrition is vital for getting a new baby off to a healthy start from the time that mom becomes pregnant. We want to talk about folic acid and the importance of taking prenatal vitamins. We're going to provide vitamins if mom hasn't already purchased some. We're going to talk about healthy portions maybe, or food allergies, or lactose intolerance. So there's lots of things that we're going to provide and discuss.
So basically then, if a mom is out there and she's thinking, well, I don't qualify for WIC because I haven't had my baby yet, That's one of those myths that is not true, right?
Correct. We want moms to come in when they're pregnant so we can get them off to a good start.
I mean, we would even probably encourage them to, if they're thinking about becoming pregnant, right?
Yes.
I mean, we don't have, you, a lot of times, like you say, we will see them in family planning clinic or something of that nature where they come in and have a pregnancy test. But they, if they have questions about it, they likely should chat with us even sooner.
Yes.
Yeah. And we're available at a lot of different outreach events throughout the county from time to time, and always available by phone or popping into the office. Although that might be better served if you have an appointment. So, yeah. But anyway, let's talk about a family of four or five that's expecting another baby or you know, and both parents are working. What do they need to qualify for WIC?
Well, if the children under five are already on medical card, then very likely they qualify. If mom is on medical card, she's going to qualify. What they need to bring in is a piece of mail with their address. Maybe that is a rent receipt. Maybe that's a piece of mail. Maybe that's a card that somebody mails them just so that they have a piece of mail. We also need them to bring their ID. If they don't have medical card, then we're going to evaluate their income, and it is their household income. So anybody that works in the home, we just need to see the last 30 days of income for that, for those individuals, and then we can assess whether or not they qualify.
So it is kind of a income-driven program?
Yes, it is an income-driven program, and that is also guided by the USDA.
So, you know, we have a lot of that at the health department where we have sliding scales and people that what we call fall into the gap or fall into the donut hole where both parents might be working, but they don't have health insurance available through their employers. They don't make enough to maybe go out and buy it in the open marketplace. And so, sadly, they're uninsured. Talk a little bit about what happens in the state of Kansas that we know about when we find out a mom's pregnant.
When we find out a mom is pregnant, we are going to do our very best to help them establish with the services that are going to be available to them. So getting them on medical insurance through the state, also known as CanCare. We're going to refer them to Family Life Services in our Kansas City, or Eagles Nest has some assistance here in Winfield. We're going to work with the Healthy Start Home Visitors, which is another program within the health department. We're going to just really make sure that they have the resources that they need to provide the best for their family.
We've heard talk, Allie, about presumptive eligibility, right? And I know what that means, but for people who maybe have never heard of that, do you want to take a stab at explaining what that is?
Yes. Presumptive eligibility would be that you, by your status, so in this case, we're talking about a pregnant woman. We know that she's pregnant. We would go ahead and assume for some time, that does depend on the program or the service, that they would automatically qualify. That also is applicable here in WIC, so that we would go ahead and get you in, try to get your proofs and things, and if we don't have everything that we need right away, you would still be able to see the nurse at that point and at least kind of have a soft initial appointment, kind of the intake process, and we would go from there. And sometimes those things can be done even without having that 100% confirmation that your family will be approved for the medical card or CanCare like Kelly has been referring to.
And Kelly, in that situation, that appointment, what does it cost somebody?
Nothing. There is no charge whatsoever for WIC program.
So coming in to the health department to be part of the WIC clinic and get in and see somebody, there is no fee for that visit, correct?
Correct.
All right. Because that's another thing I think that people think, oh, I can't afford it. It's, you know, it's going to cost too much. One of the things I think that's kind of concerned me over the years is the fact that there are probably a lot of working families, maybe small, maybe a child or two, that automatically presume, well, I just can't do that, or I just can't take a handout, you know, which makes me cringe because this is really something I would love for the community to get past. You know, this is not something that goes on forever, is it?
No, it is not. And many times families just need a little help to get over a hump. Maybe there's been a layoff. Maybe somebody's lost their job because of a facility closing. And so they just need something to help get them through. Maybe they have just moved to the area and they just need something to help get them going while they get jobs and they get established in a community. And that's really WIC is there to help provide for.
Yeah. So there might be some families out there that think they don't. And what would we tell them to clear that up? What would we like them to do?
Call and talk to us. A family of three can actually, and when I say a family of three, that can be a mom and dad and one child. That could be a mom, a single mom with one child and a baby on the way. They can make up to $885 a week and still qualify for WIC. And that's pretty good money.
And the benefits from WIC, what do they go toward? Give us an example.
Benefits of WIC really go toward providing foods that are healthy. And so for children, they're going to get $25 of fresh fruits and vegetables. An expectant mom, whether that be pregnant or postpartum, breastfeeding, they're going to get $44 a month for fresh fruits and vegetables. Fresh fruits and vegetables are expensive, and that really helps a family out to have that additional benefit.
When you consider the cost of just having a baby and, you know, having that extra person in the household, I don't understand how people would not want to take a look at this to see if they would qualify. I don't know. It's been almost 30 years since I had to buy diapers, but or a can of formula. But man, I can't imagine what it is. Plus, with everything else that you have to pay for, this is a program that, again, it doesn't last forever now. So it's not like you sign up and you're there forever and anybody looks down on you. This does have limits on it. What are those?
A woman can be on WIC while she's pregnant. And then up to a year if she is breastfeeding after she has the baby. A child can be on up until their fifth birthday.
Okay, so till 5 years old.
Yes.
So, and again, let's go back and talk about if a mom is breastfeeding, that extends her time?
That is correct. If we are providing, if mom is not breastfeeding and we're providing formula or mostly formula for the baby, then the mom only qualifies for 6 months. That's still 6 months of nutrition that is very vital to her body to be able to provide those nutrients after she has just given birth and shared all those nutrients with her growing baby. But if she is breastfeeding, mostly breastfeeding, or exclusively breastfeeding, then she is going to continue to receive benefits up to a year.
Okay, I know the answer to this trivia question. Which do we prefer as far as nutrition for a newborn, bottle fed or breastfed?
Well, breastfeeding is best, but you know what? The best thing is that we feed our babies. So if a mom chooses to formula feed, we are there to support her and help her with that as well.
What's the benefits of breastfeeding over formula feeding?
You know, my favorite fact about breastfeeding is that everything you eat as a woman changes the flavor and the nutrient value of the breast milk. And so it would be like going and eating at different restaurants for every meal. But if you're formula feeding, you are giving the baby the same meal every single time you feed that baby. And so there's no difference in taste. There's no difference in nutrients. It's all the same.
When our kids were little, we had, you know, it's not much different, I think, from what you have now. Enfamil, Similac, they were all on there. Back then, I think Carnation was coming out with theirs, and they were like thank God, this is a little bit less expensive than the others, you know. And you had the liquid form, and you had the powdered form, and how do you make this, and how do you do it right? And there's a lot to navigate in that realm. I know that formula has its place, and it's a good place, but there is so much to unpack for a new mom, especially if it's a first time. Talk a little bit about that. And do we discuss those things with moms as far as, you know, what to expect and how to even prepare the formula the correct way if they cannot, for some reason, breastfeed?
We do. And there's been a lot of information recently coming out about protecting against bacterias, and so the importance of boiling your water and adding the formula then to the cooled water to protect against any bacteria that might be present, either in the water or in the formula.
We had a scare with that, didn't we, about a year ago?
Yeah.
You remember what all brought that upon?
There was a huge formula recall, Similac products, and it was the standard formulas primarily, but it also impacted a lot of the specialized formulas. And this created truly a huge nightmare for parents, because all of a sudden Similac Advance, which is your basic Similac formula, was taken off the shelf. Everybody was then trying to scramble to find formula. What was even scarier was the formulas that were more specialized, like NeoSure or Elicare, that are for babies who have some kind of an issue where they need either added calories or they can't digest formula like another baby can. And so they were needing these specialized formulas, and those formulas were not to be found. They could not be found. And so it was really tough on families. And we, not just the local agency, but the state and the nation, had to really come together and figure out ways to resolve this by allowing substitutions here in Kansas to allow Enfamil products to be provided on WIC, because the state of Kansas does use Similac. But at a national level, they were bringing in formula from other countries to help
with the
shortages. Yeah, eliminate some of those shortages.
That is kind of evened out now, though, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. It's resolved.
We talk about the necessity sometimes for specialized formulas. What would be a reason why a mom or, you know, a family would need to have that?
Once in a while, you have a baby who just has a lot of sensitivity to milk proteins or other ingredients, and it can cause skin rashes. It can cause a lot of gastrointestinal problems, everything from constipation to vomiting. And so those babies need some specialized formulas. They may need a hypoallergenic formula, or they may need a soy-based formula. And there's just a lot of variations. And so we work with doctors to help get those formulas available. But the other aspect to that is a baby who is born premature. They may need formula that has added calories to it. And so getting that formula available to the family as well.
This is a interesting question. And it goes to the fact that I know that as the WIC provider in Cowley County, we have a relationship with a lot of the grocery stores. Matter of fact, I think all of the major ones, the Walmarts, the Dillons's, the other smaller groceries, we may even have them set up as being WIC eligible, I guess. I don't know if that's the correct term.
That is the correct term.
So they have products in there that will qualify to be purchased using your WIC benefits. But just as an example, what does a can of formula cost nowadays?
Well, I looked that up right before I came.
Go figure.
And I looked up the generic. So a family who is not on WIC may want to go with a generic formula, the cheapest that's available to them. And on average, I found that costs about $12 a can. And that can will make about 90 ounces. And a four-month-old is going to go through a can of formula in about 3 days, 3.5 days. So if you take that and figure out what you're going to need for a month, it's about $120 worth of formula.
Just in formula.
And that's for a baby who is not just chugging that formula right on down.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. So yeah. So that gives folks an idea that, you know, when you can get a benefit like that, even if it's, you know, it's helping supplement that, that's money in your household food budget that you do not have to take from other areas, and that you can make sure you keep the rest of the family fed as well. I have another observation, because I know that our role at the health department is to be a safe haven for kids. And, you know, that's part of our existence. And we do that, and we see a lot of people who come in with children that are not theirs biologically. Okay, so we're talking fosters. We're talking maybe grandparents, so forth. Do they qualify?
They very likely do qualify. Foster families, the foster children are on CanCare, and so yes, they will definitely qualify. Families that where a grandparent may be raising a child, they may not qualify initially, but because we can help them with maybe getting insurance, because maybe the child doesn't have insurance, we can help with some of those things. And then just the fact that let us look at your income and see, do you qualify? Because a lot of times I think people just think, oh, we're going to make too much and we're not going to qualify. And let us look at that and make that decision, because we do have this chart that we have to follow and figure. And so it's one of those things that don't just assume before you even ask questions.
Right. No, it's, I know we've talked about this in the past where we've had people that are just on the cusp one way or the other, you know, a dollar or two, it seems like. And those will kind of break your heart. But you mentioned earlier, things can change, and they do often change. You know, you could sadly be employed today and then end of the month find out from your employer that, hey, they're not going to be able to keep you on, or things have changed. You get your hours cut. Those things can change. And people should be aware that this is not a handout. This is a hand up. You know, this is helping to make sure that everybody in the community doesn't end up paying more over the long term. Because if your health fails, if you have a child who's going to be chronically ill, and it's based in the fact that they did not receive the proper nutritional benefits and the proper attention when they were little, you know, to have routine checkups, that's a failure on everybody's part, especially the systems. So I want people to make sure they do that. Now, what about those folks that may be on EBT or SNAP? What about them? Do they qualify, or how's that work?
They do qualify. SNAP and WIC are not the same program, and you can be on both programs. The guidelines for SNAP, honestly, I'm not well versed in, but I do believe that it's a similar federal guideline income-based program, but I can't even say that it's the same structure on the table. I believe you actually have a little bit higher range to be on WIC.
Allie, I've got a question for you. The issue that we see so often with programs at the health department is that people have this preconceived notion that there's a stigma connected to being able to get help from us at the health department. And that extends to WIC as well, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
So what would you tell somebody?
I would say that if that's the way that you believe, you probably need to educate yourself a little bit further. The things that we have at the health department, they're resources, and they're supposed to be used by families. Using these resources, engaging with the resources frequently, as recommended, actually improves health outcomes for that family. As more families do that, it improves the health outcomes of our communities. So in general, I think that more families need to know about these services. And when we're talking about the WIC program, we've talked about several of the things that are available to you with the program. You really get from WIC what you want to. You get your benefits, but you have the opportunity to ask questions, and all of these things are free to you. So I would encourage you to come in and ask our licensed nurses these questions that you have in general, because they are very strong advocates for mothers and their babies and their kiddos. So that's what I would say to families who maybe think these things about receiving care from the health department.
Okay, there's one last thing that I thought about as you were answering that, and that is, we have seen families that are really hesitant to come see us because they believe maybe that they're not providing for their children as well as they could or should. I don't know if that's the right terminology. And they are afraid that somehow by coming to see us, they're going to have somebody knock on their door and take their kids away.
No, we are here to help. We're going to refer families to agencies and departments and groups that can provide assistance and education to help parents just be that parent that they want to be. There's so many resources and groups that we can connect you to. We're not here to take any child away from a family.
What about people that look a little differently than we do or speak a language other than English? How do we interact with them?
Well, I interact with them the same way I interact with you, but I use an interpreter. We have the capability to have an interpreter pretty much regardless of any language that you speak. And it's kind of like FaceTime. We use an iPad that we pull up and we get a person on there and we have a conversation. The coolest thing, this just happened, we actually had to use American Sign Language on that tablet and it worked super well. So even if you can't speak a language, we are still going to communicate with you in a way that you can understand.
That's awesome. How easy is it for somebody to actually schedule an appointment and come in and see us?
Give us a call.
Okay, so what happens when that happens? I mean, seriously, I know there's a series of appointments, right?
There are. The initial appointment is definitely always going to be the longest because we've got to establish several things with you. And if there's multiple people in the family that we're needing to see, then it's going to take a little bit longer. But for WIC, we only have to do 2 face-to-face appointments per year, per 12 months, unless there's some concerns. Maybe diabetes or high blood pressure or, you know, some other concern, and maybe we do want to see a little bit more often. But for the most part, it's going to be 2 face-to-face visits per year. You're going to call us. We're going to ask some basic questions, primarily your name, address, phone number, and date of birth. And same for your children. And then we're going to set you up with an appointment, and we're going to tell you what to bring in. Your proof of ID, your proof of address, proof of income or medical card. And then we're going to bring you in and we're going to sit down and we're just going to visit.
On average, a mom that is just delivered, okay, and a child now that's going to be in the family, dollar-wise, kind of what's the benefit per month? I mean, is there a range?
Yeah, there is a range. And for an infant that is not breastfeeding, fully formula feeding, it's going to be a little over $100. Then for the parent, it's going to be just shy of $100, depending. If you are fully breastfeeding, then it would be more because we're not giving you the formula. So a fully breastfeeding mom is going to get about $150, $175.
And those benefits are used, again, specifically for her dietary requirements, correct?
This is correct.
So how does that happen? What do we actually issue to them?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, they're going to get fresh fruits and vegetables, and that is going to be huge. That is a dollar amount that is put on an EBT card, so you can purchase however much of that amount of fruits and vegetables at a time is what you want. The remainder, the change, so to speak, remains on your EBT card. You're also going to get milk and cheese and yogurt, cereal, juice, beans, peanut butter, whole grains, a variety of different foods. And all of these are, some of them are brand specific, some of them aren't, but we're going to go over all that with you. These items are also on that EBT card. You're going to get a list. There's also an app that is very helpful to WIC families.
An app,
the WIC Shopper app. And you can actually scan a UPC code of an item to see if it's a WIC approved item. And it'll tell you even if maybe it is a WIC approved item, but you've already used all of that benefit, that grouping for that month. And so you don't have that benefit currently, but it is a WIC approved item for next month. So, and your benefits go for a month. So if you were to come in today, July 7th, then it's going to be good from the 7th through the 6th of August. And then it would start over again on the 7th of August.
When somebody would be going grocery shopping and they are in the WIC program, you're not really going to notice that they're any different than any other person shopping, right?
Oh, the state has made this so much better with the development of the EBT card, because pre-card, it was these checks, and you had to separate out your items that you were purchasing with your WIC check, and you had to get everything that was on that WIC check at that time, or else you'd lose that benefit, and you had to separate it out. And so, yeah, it did really increase the stigma of what you know, you were on WIC, but now you just ring everything up together. You swipe your WIC card first, and then you pay for the, whatever else you've purchased with another source.
It really makes it a little bit quicker at the grocery shopping end. And again, nobody even needs to know. It's just like you're using, it's like I reach into my wallet and take out my bank card and
that
swipe
is correct.
It and away I go. So that's neat. We know that we've talked about a lot of the things that are misconceptions about it. I really just want to make sure that, you know, we talk about, oh, special dietary needs again, or we talk about some of the things that people need to consider, you know, about any kind of a program, especially WIC. I mean, it's not perfect. We know that. It doesn't, you can't buy beer, you can't buy cigarettes, you're not going to buy soda pop, those kinds of things. These benefits are absolutely for specified products that go to boost good nutrition, right?
That this is correct. Yeah. We have a family in Ark City. They are vegetarians. And of course, the fruits and vegetables are great, but there's a lot of products. They don't drink milk. They don't eat eggs. And there's other things that we can substitute into those, what they call food groups or food baskets, that we can put in there in place of those items.
Now, when we have follow-up appointments for WIC, what are we looking for?
How are things going? What problems have you faced at the grocery store? Are you using all of your benefits? Is there anything that you would like us to change on your benefits?
What about developmentally for the child?
We are going to definitely look at development. Is little Susie rolling over yet? Is Johnny sitting up? How are we doing with getting off the bottle and using a cup? We're definitely big on teaching children to drink from a cup.
Mm-hmm. No, I know. We buy them all the time, don't we?
Yes.
Every year. Let's get some more sippy cups. So, no, that's great. I think it's important. And Allie, I'm going to come back to you now because I want you to kind of wrap some of this stuff up and give us an idea, the total impact of the WIC program in Cowley County.
Yeah, in Cowley County, the economic impact is over $650,000 annually. That is extremely impressive. While we're talking about that, I think it's actually, Cowley, probably a good idea for you to tell the audience what stores in Cowley County are WIC eligible.
Currently, both Dillon's stores, both Walmart stores, and Minimax are WIC vendors. But let's say that you go to Liberal and you're visiting family out there. Your WIC card is good any place in the state of Kansas.
That is eligible for...
That is a WIC vendor.
That's a WIC vendor. Okay. So I know in our community, there's only two places to go shop, it seems like. But you walk down the aisles and you will see things that will be marked WIC eligible.
That is correct.
Or you'll see them on the little codes on the stands where everything is put up there. So I think it's pretty easy to recognize once you get used to that. Are there things that we've not talked about that you guys want to add to this?
I just want to draw some attention to how easy it is to apply for this program. Oftentimes when you have to apply for things, especially anything that is connected to the federal government, sometimes there's lots of red tape. It takes several days. There's lots of paperwork. That is not the case with WIC. You will find out if you are approved almost instantaneously if you bring all of the proofs that we need. There is not any paperwork that you have to fill out during that process. You just have to bring the proofs and answer the questions that we ask. It's pretty quick. It's pretty easy. So don't let that be a deterrent if you think you could potentially be eligible.
Again, appointment times, they'll vary based upon the complexity of that specific appointment. Intakes take longer, but normal just benefit renewals, Kelly, not really a long, big thing at all, are they?
No, not at all. And we really do try to accommodate for our working families. We have appointments during lunch. We stay open late a couple of times a month. And so we try to offer appointments on a day and a time that is doable for them.
Ladies, this has really been a good conversation, and I'm glad again, Kelly, that you've taken some time to chat with us about it. Let's go ahead and kind of go back and just wrap this up a little bit right now. Okay, some of the things that we absolutely want people to remember and take away from this podcast. Allie, you go ahead and start.
Absolutely, everybody in this community, in the state, and in this country should not think that those that receive WIC benefits are receiving a handout. We all need to do better about some of the biases that we hold when it comes to receiving some of these services.
Kelly?
I am a proponent for the nutrition education and providing that connection for families to be able to get the support and the help that they need. Maybe it's nutritional, but maybe it's just having somebody that they can talk to.
So we want you to give us a call. We want you to set an appointment. We want you to keep your appointments. Please do that. That's important because we do have, you know, nurses, we block out the time, and if you don't show, guess what? I still have to pay them. So come on, get in here and keep them busy. And then always remember, too, that if you know that your family may be expanding, or if you know somebody that may use this benefit or may benefit from it, tell them about what you've heard and you've learned today, because that's the big thing. It's not a handout. It's a hand up. This is a fabulous program. I don't know how long... Do we know historically how long has WIC been around?
We're going to be celebrating, is it 50 years this year?
Is it really?
Yes.
Holy moly. You know,
at least in the state of Kansas.
I had no idea about it. We likely would have qualified, and I had no idea when I was young. So when I was in my 30s and had three and a couple more coming still... You know, I remember I did a dance in the streets the day that my last one was out of diapers, you know, and all of that. So people, don't bypass this. It absolutely would have been a fabulous help had I known about it. I encourage everybody to at least take a look at it, learn a little bit more about it, and see if you do qualify. Because if you do, it's a magnificent program and one that truly benefits the health and well-being of everybody in Cowley County. So that is kind of it. Allie, anything else?
No, that's everything.
What do we have on tap for our next For the Health of It?
Yeah, we're going to be talking about environmental health and wastewater systems.
Oh, boy. We're going to go from WIC to something totally different. You know, it sounds like a Benny Hill exit, or now for something completely different. Kelly, thank you again for taking time out. How do people get in touch with you? I know we have the two offices, right? And you are basically in which one?
I am basically in the Arc City office, but you can call the health department. You can ask for the WIC person, and they will get you to me. But really, any of our staff that answers the phones can answer questions about WIC.
Super. That's what I think everybody needs to know. It's here. Take advantage of it, people. Give us a call. We will let you know if you qualify. We want you in that program if it is available to you, because it will end up benefiting you and your family in the long term. So that's pretty much it. We're excited again to be with you. We hope you've enjoyed something and you've learned a little bit more about what we're doing here at the health department. And until the next time, we want you all to stay well. Thank you for joining us for this edition of For the Health of It Cowley County. We hope you found it useful and that you'll tell your friends and give us a listen again during future episodes. As always, we end today's segment by replaying a recent Public Health Minute, which is a weekly radio message focused on keeping you healthy. So, until next time, stay well, everyone. If someone were to ask you, what's the health department do? How would you reply? Perhaps you'd think about the immunization services we provide, or how we track illness within the county. Maybe you think about how we provide health education and supplemental food services through our WIC program to moms and families. Or perhaps it's how we oversee water quality and wastewater systems and how we prepare emergency response plans for when disasters happen. Your health department employs a wide variety of programs and strategies to prevent disease, promote healthy living, and to protect community health. We'd love for you to learn more, and we invite you to check out our website and social media pages, or maybe even download our mobile app and learn exactly how we at the health department work hard every day to help you stay well.